From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. President Barack Obama is making a statement on a U.S. Supreme Court ruling Thursday that dealt a blow to his efforts to protect millions of undocumented immigrants from deportation, according to the White House. President Obama is speaking on the split decision, which leaves in place lower court rulings blocking the executive actions. You can read more on the president's comments at voanews.com. A masked man opened fire on a German multiplex cinema Thursday, wounding several people, according to unconfirmed media reports. A public broadcaster, Hersher Rundfunk, and Bill Daly said at least 25 people were hurt when the man fired shots and then barricaded himself inside the cinema in the western town of Wernheim. A police spokesman only confirmed an unclear threat situation. We'll have more information at voanews.com as that situation develops. British voters are at the polls Thursday for what has been called the most important vote of their lifetimes, whether the United Kingdom should remain in or leave the European Union. VOA Luis Ramirez reports.
A record 46 million voters were expected to go to the polls in a decision that could change the course of history in Europe. The question voters are answering is, should the United Kingdom remain a member of the European Union or leave? The vote culminates a two-month, very bitter debate that centered on the issues of immigration, sovereignty, and economics. Those voting for Brexit cite concerns that Britain has lost control of its borders and given Brussels too much power. Public opinion polls leading into the vote Thursday suggested a narrow lead by the Remain camp. Markets in Europe rallied on the hope that the EU might not lose Britain, its second-largest economy.
This is VOA News. Interpol launched a public appeal Thursday for help in catching people smugglers who make billions of dollars of profit from the flow of migrants to peaceful and prosperous countries from poor and strife-torn homelands. An Interpol study released in May showed people smugglers had made over $5 billion from the wave of migration into southern Europe last year. The International Police Organization published on its website the photos of 11 people it was targeting in connection with an operation focused on 180 fugitives sought in 31 countries. It comes as the European Union is bitterly divided on how to handle its worst migration crisis since World War II and on stemming the inflow of refugees and migrants after 1.3 million people reached its shores last year. U.S. Democrats Thursday vowed to continue pushing for gun safety legislation in the wake of the Orlando nightclub massacre after a dramatic overnight sit-in failed to force a vote in Congress. The scenes on the House floor have been unprecedented in recent history and began after Democrats took over the chamber's proceedings Wednesday, prompting the Republican Speaker Paul Ryan to gavel the House into late-night session. However, Ryan dismissed the protest as a publicity stunt and refused to allow votes on two bills demanded by Democrats. Meanwhile, an Australian study has found that tough gun laws enacted 20 years ago have prevented mass shootings there. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Research published Thursday in the Journal of the American Medical Association has shown there have been no mass shootings in Australia since strict gun controls were enacted 20 years ago. While gun crime still persists in Australia, Sydney University Emeritus Professor Simon Chapman, who headed the research project, says the laws have prevented mass killings.
There is hard evidence now that if you take away the means of committing mass killings with firearms, you don't have mass killings for the next 20 years. That's been our experience here. That shows what can happen by sensible legislation. I think Australia's an example to the rest of the world here.
Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Chinese banks have written off more than $300 billion worth of bad loans in the past 3 years, according to an official Thursday. It comes as Beijing seeks to reassure investors that the country can cope with its mounting debt problem. The Solar II Impulse landed in Spain Thursday after completing a 71-hour flight from New York in its first solo transatlantic crossing in a solar-powered plane. The voyage marks the first solo transatlantic crossing powered only by sunlight. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.